Today, I'm joined in the Legends of Greyhound Hockey. The third round selection, 36th overall pick of the Hounds in the 1990 draft, Perry Pappas joins us from Oakville, Ontario. Welcome, Perry, to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me, Spank.
Well, Perry, the Sioux Greyhound fans certainly remember the gritty forward that you were in the red and white back three consecutive Memorial Cup appearances. You were a member of all those back in the 90s. Let's get started. Let's talk about, first of all, your way that you made it to the Hounds. Tell us a little bit. You played as a 14-year-old down in Southern Ontario in junior C hockey. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I played junior C for the Dresden Junior Kings. And it was a great experience there. Awesome team, awesome coaches both, and just a great community. I loved playing there, and the great run we had in the playoffs. We were down actually 4-0 against Moortown, and we came back and won 5 games straight to win the series. And it was a 5-9 series.
Well, your play as a 14-year-old certainly that got you a spot on the Chatham Micmacs the following season, 89-90 season. You guys won the Western Junior B Championship that season. Tell a little bit about that season that led to being drafted to the Hounds.
Yeah, it was a great year as well. We had a great team there in Chatham. We had some great players and great coaches again, and made a good run for it. Won the West Junior B Championship, and it was the first one that Chatham had won in a long time. Pretty fun deal. Loved it.
Like we mentioned, Perry, 1990, third round selection of the Hounds, 36 overall. You made your way up to Sault Ste. Marie. Initial thoughts of being drafted up to the Sioux. What was the thoughts of you and your family?
Well, I was excited. It was a big day for me at the draft and stuff, and I went a little higher than they thought I'd go, so it was great. And to go to the Sioux was phenomenal because I had a friend there that was playing there. Jim Ritchie was a friend of mine from Chatham, and he was already playing in the Sioux, so it was a great deal. And to be drafted by the Sioux and have Jim kind of chaperone me up there and stuff and take care of me, it was awesome.
Perry, your career with the Greyhounds, 158 games over three seasons, 30 goals, 33 assists, 63 points, 255 penalty minutes. Let's talk about that first season, your rookie season, 90-91. The team did well. They were first in the M's division, OHL champions. They went to the Memorial Cup. They finished fourth in Memorial Cup, got some experience there. Talk a little bit about that first year, some of the players on that team, and how your first year went as a rookie with the Sioux.
It was great. I loved it. It was, for me, it was a big eye-opener. It's like playing in the NHL, for that matter. And I was excited every game, and just being in the OHL was, for me, was a dream come true. So I was kind of in awe the whole year, really. But we had some great players in that team. And like we had Adam Foote and Brad Tiley and Danny Lambert, Colin Miller, Tony Yob, Jason Denemy. A lot of those guys were just awesome leaders and really taught us how to win at the end of the day. They really, they taught us all the guys, all the 90, the boys that won 93, kind of how to win from the ground up. There's 9 of us that ended up playing all 3 years, and the knowledge and the experience all came from those guys in that first year.
Again, Perry, the team went on that second season, got some great experience at the Memorial Cup. And that second year, again, the team went on to make a second straight appearance at a Memorial Cup. The team finished first in the M's. They were the OHL champions. They defeated the North Bay Centennials 4-3. We remember that. And they finished the round robin in first place and went on in that heartbreaking loss to the Kamloops Blazers in that championship game. We will never forget that. Talk a little bit about that and that experience at the 2 years in a row at the Memorial Cup.
Yeah, that second year, that was a tough one. Like 14.6 seconds left, and Zach Boyer scored for Kamloops and win the Memorial Cup, and it tore the heart out of us. It was just a real tough deal. That was the longest summer of my life, going over and over, and that people saying, "We watched the Memorial Cup. Too bad, sorry you lost," and that kind of stuff. And it was just a tough deal. And almost depressing for that matter. But we're very lucky in 93 to turn it around.
Talk a little bit about that second season. Kevin Hodgson, he come on and he played a lot of the games in that year. And Ted Nolan, your coach there, talk a little bit about the importance of him developing your hockey career.
Oh, yeah. Teddy and Danny Flynn both, they were just, and Mike Zook, all three of them really were a big part of my development in the Sioux and a big reason for any success I had there and afterwards kind of thing. So Teddy was a hard-nosed grinder type forward that had the NHL pedigree and a lot of knowledge of the game. Danny was a technical fellow that knew all the different ins and outs of the sport and details and stuff that that I had never even heard of before I got to the Sioux. So he was a big influence on my career as well. So the combination of those two was that were magic for us.
You talk about magic. That third year, 92-93 season, Perry, the Sioux Greyhounds Memorial Cup champions here up in the Sioux. We'll never forget that. The team played in a Super Series with the Peterborough Petes. They had won that. The Petes were league champions that year, but the team went on to play in Memorial Cup, and they finished first place in the round robin. Defeated the Peterborough Petes in that championship game. But for yourself, you had an outstanding tournament, particularly. Talk about your success you had against, I believe, was Swift Current.
Yeah, so it was a great year a great Memorial Cup that year, and I had some success with Swift Current. I scored two goals that game and got third star of the game and stuff. So for me, from a personal standpoint, that was a big plus. Unfortunately, we lost the game, so it wasn't a real anything to celebrate for that matter. After that game, it wasn't a big deal at all for me because we had won the game, and that was depressing. So, but after we won the championship and the Memorial Cup, and I look back on it now and think, oh my gosh, a third star in a Memorial Cup was pretty pretty cool. I really have good memories of that game, and certainly wish we would have won it. But nonetheless, it was a good thing for me that happened to me.
You talk about some of the players on that Memorial Cup team. Ralph Yntrenovo, Gavey, Penny, Kowalski. Stevie Sullivan was a rookie on that team. David Matsos, Baber, Toms, Mateer, Bannister, Roach, Reed. It goes on and on. Just an amazing team. What was so special about that team, Perry?
Well, the core players that were there for the 3 years, the Kowalski and Matsos and Mateer and Bannister and McDonald and Reed and Hodgson and Intranovo, myself, we were a tight group. We learned how to lose together and learned how to win together. And unfortunately, we did a lot more winning than losing, and it was a great experience for the 3 years, and it was a development kind of every year, the first, second year, getting us ready for that third year, and it was a strong group for sure. And then we had the guys that the fellows that were a year younger than us that came as the kind of the second year players that year were Aaron Gavey and Brad Baber and Brian Thompson, Gary Roach, Steve Sullivan. Those guys were instrumental in making that win happen for sure.
Perry.
Even the third year, guys like the rookies that year, like Danny Cloutier and Neil Martin, and those guys were huge in helping us get that Memorial Cup win.
Perry, we will never forget the scene in the Memorial Gardens when the Hounds raised that Memorial Cup down in front of everybody here. It was just absolutely mayhem in here. Out onto the streets, the Zamboni, the players on the Zamboni. Just tell us that celebration.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. That, like, you couldn't have dreamt it any better than that. That was just something that's etched in my mind forever. Just it was raining that night, and we got out there, and it was just absolute, like you say, pandemonium. The fans were everywhere running the streets and stuff. Players were running all over the parking lot in their skates. There was just chaos. And but it was a blast, and everybody had great memories of it, and it was just an absolute riot. Just a great time.
Perry, we'll talk about your career now. After the Hounds, you went undrafted, and you were invited to the Bruins training camp in 93, and that didn't just materially work out. You turned and you went to the OUA, the Western Mustangs hockey, and played 3 years there. Talk a little bit about the success there you had.
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it there. Had some great players in that team, and it was a great experience. We won the OU2A championship my second year, and we had a blast doing it. Great guys, great team, and a lot of fun.
Something, Perry, the Greyhound fans probably don't know a lot about is that you were invited to join the Canadian inline hockey team for the first ever World Championship. You captained that team. They won a silver medal, you told me, in Chicago as we talked earlier. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was a great experience for me as well. I was invited up to try out for the Team Canada inline team, and after several weeks of tryouts and stuff, I actually made the team, and was fortunately named team captain, and took Team Canada to Chicago for the World Championships, and won the silver medal there. So that was a great experience. I loved every minute of that.
Your experience in the OUA caught the eye of the Vancouver Canucks. You had a chance, or first of all, you got a tryout with Team Canada hockey team, and it did quite well there on the ice, and that caught the eye of the Vancouver Canucks. You ended up playing your first NHL hockey game against San Jose Sharks. Tell the listeners about that.
Yeah, that was a life-changing game for me, just a dream come true. And everything I ever put into hockey my whole life was to try and play a game in the NHL, and I did that. And I look back on it now, and I wish I would have had a goal of playing a couple of years in the NHL. But that wasn't probably going to happen. So I really enjoyed my time up there, and I really want to thank Tom Rennie, the coach of the team, for giving me that game. He was instrumental in getting me out on the ice that game, and I loved every second of it. In fact, I got hold of the San Jose Sharks, 10 or 15 years ago, and asked them if they had a copy of that game, and they said, oh, they doubted it because it was a long time ago and stuff. And they, sure enough, about a month or two later, I get a package in the mail, and it's from San Jose Sharks, and they sent me the game on a DVD of that game. So I have a copy of the game now, which is pretty cool for me.
Oh, that's absolutely amazing. That's great. Played some time in the AHL with the Syracuse and the Wheeling Nailers, and eventually moved on over to play in the British National League, Slow Jets over there, and Slough Jets, I guess is a proper pronunciation. You played there. Won the Player of the Year award over there. Just talk briefly about playing over there.
Yeah, it was a great experience too. I loved every second of playing in England, and the team was an awesome team, great bunch of guys, and my best friend Rich Colacci was instrumental in getting me over there, and got to play with him for a couple years, and really had a great time there. I loved every minute of it, and I recommend it to anybody that's leaving the North American scene to head over to England sometime. It's a great country to play in.
Perry, an injury, torn ACL for the third time, final time, ended your hockey career at 27 years of age. You went on, Perry, back, let's talk about this, something that a lot of people don't know about. In 2007, while living in Mississauga, boy, you fell seriously ill, rushed to the hospital, had a cancerous tumor in the brain. Just tell the Greyhound listeners how scary that was and your comeback.
Yeah, that was a disaster. It was a bad deal. I owned a business at the time, and I went into my office. I had a headache that morning, and by noon it was really bad. And so I went home. My vision started to go on me, and then by like 3 or 4 o'clock, my vision was gone. And I had a really bad splitting headache, and they took me into a merge right away and did an MRI, and a couple hours later, I was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor. So I went into the hospital, and a week later, I fell into a coma for 2.5 months, and I lost half my body weight, and it was pretty much dead twice.
Wow.
And somehow I got over it and got through it, and I just count my blessings for sure.
Perry, you were honored by the Chatham Sports Hall of Fame. You're inducted in 2018 to the Chatham Sports Hall of Fame. Another gentleman, a Chatham-born journalist, an author, he wrote a book on Perry Pappas. The title of that book, "The Toughest Guy in Here," just an amazing thing to attribute to you. What's your thoughts on that of being inducted in that Hall of Fame? Quickly.
Oh, that was like, for me, that was just the world come true. I didn't have any expectations to ever get in the Hall of Fame there in Chatham, and because there's a lot of really good athletes that have come through Chatham over the years, and just being on that list and seeing my face on that list is just, it makes my day every day, Spank.
Yeah. Well, Perry, I know there's some special people up here in Sault Ste. Marie. The late 40 Varco, Ann Varco, is still involved with the Greyhounds. You were one of her fan favorites. You lived at her house. Just talk a little bit about living at the Varco household.
Oh, yeah, we had a blast there. Ann and 40 were just awesome people. They were just like my parents. You know, when I was in the Sioux, they were my parents, and took care of us, and they did everything for us. They cooked for us and cleaned, and it was just they're unbelievable. And to this day, I call in every Christmas time just to thank her again for all the hospitality she gave us for those years. And I owe a lot of my success in the Sioux and my fun in the Sioux to Ann and 40 Barco for sure. Great people and great family there.
Well, Perry, as I always do, I get the players to talk about a special story that happened. Maybe you can tell one that we can play on the air here.
Yeah, so the one I think would be a good one to talk about is, so my roommates were Tom McDonald and Ralph Intranovo for 3 years, and the three of us were pretty tight. We were you know, best buddies, and just had a riot at Ann 40's house. But one particular evening, we heard something in the garage. We weren't really sure what it was. And then we kind of went a little closer to the garage and listened a little more. And there was something in the garage scratching, which is in the garage. And it was a good-sized animal. We weren't really sure what it was. So Tom and Ralph, all three of us were kind of there huddled around the door looking to see what it was. And Tommy said, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to get this thing out of here or catch it or whatever? And they kind of looked at me for the guidance, because I was kind of like a hunting, fishing, outdoorsman.
Yeah.
And they were kind of relying on me to come up with an answer. So I did my best and thought, okay, well, we can trap it and see if we can, you know, we can release it afterwards kind of thing. So we set up a trap and stuff, but Tom was really scared, and he didn't want to go anywhere near the garage, let alone the animal. So we kind of huddled around, put some bait out and stuff, caught it, and then let it go. But seeing Tom and Ralph really scared, like two little kids, kind of trying to escape the evil monster was hilarious.
Well, Perry, we could talk forever. On behalf of the Greyhound fans up here, I got to thank you for the memories that you gave us. Your career up here in the red and white was just phenomenal, and we thank you for taking your time and being on the Legends of Greyhound Hockey here.
Well, Spank, it's my pleasure for sure, and I just wanted to say hi to Tyson, Ashton, and Blake, along with my wife, Megan, and my parents, George and Shirley, and my brother and sister, Tony and Leah, and Kier, Kristen, and Will, and Jocelyn and Eva. That's my family here in Chatham and in Oakville and stuff, and I wanted to thank them very much for all they did to help me and support me throughout my hockey career, get me where all the things that I ended up accomplishing was a result of those guys.
Great job. Thanks, Perry.